Texture Talk, adding depth and warmth to your interiors. Color gets all the credit, furniture gets all the attention, but texture is what makes a room feel alive. It's the element that separates a space that looks good in photographs from one that genuinely feels good to be inside. Texture engages something more instinctive than visual preference. It creates the sense of warmth, weight, and presence that makes a room feel inhabited rather than staged. The most memorable interiors layer texture deliberately, building a conversation between materials that keeps the eye moving and the senses engaged. Smooth against rough, matte beside glossy, soft surfaces anchoring hard edges. When those relationships are considered, the result is a space that feels both sophisticated and deeply comfortable. Any experienced interior designer in New York City will tell you that texture is where rooms stop looking designed and start feeling like home. The foundation, fabric and soft textures. Fabric is where most texture schemes begin, and for good reason. It's the most accessible material category, the most varied, and the one that has the most immediate effect on how a room feels at a human scale. Velvet catches light in a way no other fabric does, shifting in tone as you move through the room, and lending an immediate sense of luxury to even simple silhouettes. Linen brings the opposite quality, relaxed, slightly rumpled, casually elegant in a way that softens formal spaces and grounds minimal ones. Wool offers durability alongside warmth, working as hard in an area rug underfoot as it does in a throw draped over a chair. Silk reflects light with a quiet sheen that adds sophistication without effort. The real skill lies in the mix, smooth leather seating paired with nubby wool cushions, crisp cotton curtains beside a plush velvet ottoman. Layering different fabric weights and weaves within the same color family creates a monochromatic scheme that feels rich and complex, rather than flat, adding depth without relying on contrast or pattern to do the work. The backbone, architectural and hard surfaces. If soft textures are what you feel, architectural textures are what you remember. These are the permanent decisions that define a space's character for years, and they deserve the same level of intention as any structural or layout choice. Natural stone carries geological history in every variation of its surface. Whether it appears in a fireplace surround, a kitchen backsplash, or a bathroom floor, it introduces a weight and organic complexity that no manufactured material fully replicates. Wood moves in the opposite direction, from smooth contemporary finishes that recede quietly into a scheme to rough-hewn beams that command attention and bring genuine warmth to a room. Metal finishes occupy their own register entirely. Brushed surfaces diffuse light gently and read as understated. Hammered or patinated metals create focal points that reward close attention. In Manhattan renovations, these decisions are made during construction and shape every decorating choice that follows. Working with a design-build team that thinks about texture as part of the architectural brief, rather than something to be added afterward, produces spaces where every material feels intentional and nothing reads as an afterthought. The art of the mix, balancing textural elements. Understanding individual materials is only the beginning. The more interesting question is how they work together, and the answer lies in three principles: scale, contrast, and balance. Scale matters because large textures need room to breathe and counterparts that don't compete with them. Exposed brick reads beautifully against smooth plaster. It becomes chaotic against reclaimed wood planking and a patterned rug simultaneously. Contrast is what creates visual energy. Rough paired with smooth, matte set against gloss, soft anchored by hard. Without contrast, even the most beautiful individual materials produce a result that feels monotonous. Balance is what keeps contrast from becoming conflict. The most successful textural combinations share at least one common thread, whether that's a consistent color temperature, a shared scale, or a unified style reference that holds the variety together. The interiors that stay with you are the ones where every tactile element contributes to a coherent story. Not a story about design, but about the pleasure of being in a particular space at a particular moment. Which materials and surfaces work best for adding texture to an interior? The most effective materials combine visual presence with genuine tactile quality. Natural wood and slatted panels, rough sawn planks, or warm oak and walnut finishes adds warmth and architectural depth. Textured wallpapers and grass cloth, linen, silk, or embossed patterns introduce surface interest without permanent modification. Stone surfaces, including travertine, marble, and textured tile, bring a refined sculptural quality. Decorative plaster finishes such as Venetian plaster, lime wash, and clay plaster create soft organic movement on walls that paint alone cannot achieve. Fabric elements in boucle, velvet, and layered wool add immediate warmth. Fluted panels, ribbed gypsum, and three-dimensional wall treatments introduce architectural texture. Metal accents in brushed brass, patinated steel, or aged bronze contribute subtle sheen and material contrast. The right combination depends on the specific space, its proportions, its light quality, and the overall design direction. A consultation with a design team is the most reliable way to identify which materials will work hardest for a particular room. What are the most effective ways to add texture without major renovation work? Significant textural richness is achievable without construction, though the approach in a Manhattan apartment should account for building rules and lease terms before any wall treatments are considered. In co-op, condo, and rental buildings, modifications to walls, including adhesive-based panels and wallpaper, typically require board notification or landlord approval. Confirming what's permitted in your specific building before purchasing materials is always the right first step. Within those parameters, layered textiles offer the most immediate and versatile impact. Throws, cushions, area rugs, and window treatments introduce multiple textures simultaneously and can be adjusted as preferences evolve. Furniture with inherent textural quality, boucle armchairs, rattan side tables, linen sofas, rib dressers, adds material depth without touching a single wall. Decorative objects including ceramics, woven baskets, sculptural vessels, and natural materials bring dimension to surfaces and shelves. Wall art with dimensional elements, mixed media pieces, or framed textile panels introduces texture at eye level. Accent paint techniques in matte, satin, chalk, or genuinely textured finishes can transform a wall within a single weekend, and unlike adhesive treatments, are almost universally permitted in rental and co-op apartments with standard repainting rights. The result, when these elements are layered thoughtfully, is a space that feels considered and warm without a single contractor involved. Can I add textured wall treatments in a Manhattan rental or co-op apartment? It depends on your specific building and lease terms. Many Manhattan co-ops and condos require board notification or formal approval before any wall treatments are applied, including wallpaper and adhesive panels. Rental leases vary, but modifications beyond standard paint are frequently restricted without written landlord consent. Venetian plaster, lime wash, and decorative paint finishes are generally the most permissible wall texture options, as they fall within standard repainting rights in most buildings. Confirming with building management before committing to any wall treatment avoids the cost and disruption of reversing unapproved work. Which textural elements have the most impact in a small Manhattan apartment? In compact spaces, texture does work that color and pattern sometimes cannot. A single material used with intention, a lime wash wall in the living area, a fluted wood panel behind the bed, a stone tile in the bathroom creates depth and visual interest without making the space feel busy. Layered soft textiles add warmth without consuming visual space. The key in smaller apartments is restraint. Two or three strong textural relationships tend to read more powerfully than many competing materials fighting for attention. How do architectural textures affect the resale value of a Manhattan apartment? High-quality permanent finishes consistently distinguish properties in the Manhattan market. Natural stone, custom millwork, Venetian plaster, and fine wood paneling signal craftsmanship and material quality that buyers and their representatives recognize immediately. These finishes tend to hold their appeal across design cycles in a way that trend-driven choices do not. Working with a design-build firm to select permanent textural elements that are both beautiful and enduringly appropriate for the building type and neighborhood is an investment that tends to be reflected in how a property competes at resale. What is the difference between visual texture and tactile texture in interior design? Visual texture is perceived by the eye rather than felt by the hand. A photograph of stone, a printed grass cloth pattern, or a fabric that reads as textured from across the room but feels smooth to the touch are all examples of visual texture. Tactile texture is physically present in the material itself, the actual roughness of reclaimed wood, the pile of a velvet cushion, the variation in a hand-applied plaster finish. The most successful interiors combine both. Visual texture creates interest from a distance and in photographs. Tactile texture creates the sense of quality and warmth that makes a room feel genuinely good to inhabit. How should I approach a textural refresh if I'm planning a larger renovation in the future? If a renovation is planned within the next 1 to 3 years, it makes sense to distinguish between changes that are reversible and those that would need to be undone before construction begins. Layered textiles, furniture, and decorative objects are entirely portable and can move with you or transition into the renovated space. Permanent wall treatments applied now may need to be removed or covered before renovation work starts, which adds cost and time to the pre-construction phase. A design consultation ahead of the renovation is the most efficient way to understand which textural investments make sense now and which ones are better incorporated into the renovation scope itself.